Episode 1031, How No Can Be Your Biggest Yes.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you are ready for a marvelous week. It is a brand new start. It is Mindset Monday, and I hope you're ready to clear out those cobwebs in that head of yours. And you know what? Just allow God to infuse himself within you. Let the Holy Spirit work through you this week. It is Mindset Monday, and we're going to be addressing how no can be your biggest yes. You'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, the season of busyness is upon us. If you want to really enjoy life and live life loud, you have to learn how no can be your biggest yes. No is a tough word. Now, you guys, I mean, let's talk about the men here. They got it all figured out. You got no down pat, and I love that. So you just keep doing no because you do it so well. But the women, you need to open up your ears. No's tough for us. Why? Because of our nurturing background. It's how God created us as a woman. We want to take care and comfort and complement each other's dreams. We want to see people succeed. We want our children to succeed. You know, it all comes too natural. By saying yes, we are helping people, and it gives us those feel-good endorphins. Doesn't it feel good when you say yes to someone? Oh, yes, I would love to help you with that. Yes, I would love to bake those 2 dozen cookies that you need. Yes, I will be there at church on Sunday to take care of the nursery. Yes, I will volunteer at the concession stand so I can help out with the Boosters Club. Yes, I will be there to set up for Thanksgiving dinner with, you know, my sister. Yes, 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 yes. Yes is so good. But yes doesn't always serve us. Yes does a lot for others, but it doesn't do a lot for us. Yes does not serve you. You think it does? You're like, oh, but I'm helping. I'm supposed to be doing this. Yeah, maybe for some things, but all things? I used to live in a yes world, and it was a crazy, chaotic, hectic yes world. And I really thought I was doing it by following what God wanted me to do. My interpretation, my expectations of what I thought God was expecting me to do. But I didn't stop long enough to listen. I didn't understand and make time in my quiet time to actually hear that God was telling me, you're doing too much. Looking back, I have seen red flags after red flags after red flags. Warning signs. People who were put in my life, things that came in that either should have gone out or I should have realized that this was not the time. But I didn't. I didn't learn. I kept saying yes, and it was a fierce yes. I can do it. I can do more. Oh, wait, I can do even more. This is a really busy time of the year. Why is it, do you think, that the last basically 2 months of the year, we try to cram in all this stuff with holidays and gatherings? And I'm all for that. Don't get me wrong. And they're all very important, especially Thanksgiving and Christmas. But then you put in life and it gets just totally chaotic. Deep down, I believe that we are losing our common sense in how we say no and how we say yes. Because saying yes does not serve you. And it's easier said than done. This common sense is not commonly practiced. We think it can be done. We sort of try it, but then we don't feel so good. And we get back into what? our old habits. Mm-hmm. And I know they feel so good because you know that's what kind of is expected of you. And if you know what's expected of you, then you what? You do it. It's much easier. Think about how we have set up our beliefs. Our belief structures didn't happen just overnight. It started when we were way young. And the experiences and the influences in our life. And because of certain results, we discovered and believed things to be true. Therefore, we adopted it as a belief. And then we would continually, accordingly act out to our beliefs that were instilled upon us at a very young age. Those beliefs can be altered, but they take work. You can say no, but that belief has to be altered that you can say no. Because most of us, well, we're repeating what was taught to us. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes. Well, maybe I'll think about it. No, it's yes. I'm there. Think about how many times you've been asked to do something in the last week. How many times did you say no? I bet you can count on one hand, maybe on literally one finger. Because some way we figure out a way to say yes. I believe this is common sense, not commonly practiced. If you want more in your life, if you want to live out your dreams bigger, if you want to impact the world today, then you have to say no to yes. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Say no to say yes. In order to get over this hump, we need to understand that no doesn't hurt more than yes. And yes, I know we're guilty of that. We think if we tell somebody no, we're going to hurt their feelings. Probably not. They'll just go search for somebody else who will say yes. Have you ever thought that nobody else gets the opportunity to do anything because you're always saying yes? Flip the coin. Maybe you saying no actually gives somebody else an opportunity. And when we say no, it doesn't hurt more than when we say yes. It's a simple word. There is no difference. It's what answer serves you. That's the key. Say no to say yes. So what does that look like in real life? How can we do this? Because I know you're already telling me, Christiane, I have tried this. I've tried to say no. And as soon as I open up my mouth, yes comes out. It's like an angel that sings, yes, I'll do it. Yes, just sign me up. Yes. Sometimes I feel like we should just put that on automatic. I know. I hope you're smiling now. Happy Monday. I don't want you to be the yes angel. We got to be a little bolder. We got to say no to the right things. So what does it look like to say no to say yes? Number one, you have to dump the fluff. How's that for something fun? Dump the fluff. Get rid of what is not a priority. Now you have to understand, the priorities change with your seasons. They can change week to week. They can change month to month. They could change year to year. It just depends on what's happening in your life. That's the key. Your life, not my life. It's not a comparison. And I know we do it. That's I know for another episode. Understand that. But you can't say yes just because your girlfriend said yes and because their best friend said yes. No. You can say no. Y'all don't always have to be together at the same time. Dump the fluff. Get rid of what is not a priority. And you have to understand that when you're looking at a priority, depending upon how you're living this out and how it looks like in your life, that priority may mean if you're working on your marriage and it takes you away from spending time with your husband, the answer is no. If it is, I am needing to really involve my life in learning more about a particular subject. Okay, so let me just use church here as an example, because it's an easy way for volunteering. So it's a great way. Let's say you do a lot of volunteering at church, but maybe there's a time in your life right now that you need to be involved in the Bible. You need to be the one being taught instead of teaching. So maybe you need to step back. And when I say dump the fluff, you're like, well, that's not sounding real Christian of you. I don't mean it that way. Understand, we all have a lot of fluff. I know, I used to live it. I said yes to absolutely everything. Everything. I kid you not. Even when I was a homeschool mom. And we would do things together and I would be asked, oh, well, can you help head up this committee? Can you be on this? Can you do this? Yes, it was yes. It was yes, 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 yes. Can you do everything in church? Yes. No wonder my husband eventually said, I don't know you anymore. I don't know who I married because I don't see you. I go to work early. I come home. The house is empty. You've got all the children. I don't feel like I even belong. Now, yes, it's a two-way street. It takes two. He could be have done a few things differently, but that's not the moral of this story. The moral is that I was saying yes way too much, even though that's what I thought I was supposed to be doing, and I thought I was doing it because God was telling me to do it. It was my expectations of what I thought God was expecting me to do. How twisted is that? That's how we just start talking in our mind, and we screw ourselves up. And then guess what? Then we pass it on to our children. Let's stop the madness right now. Dump the fluff. Get rid of what is not a priority. Number two, set the boundaries of the season. Listen to that again. Set the boundaries of the season. There's four seasons in a year, right? We've got fall, we have winter, spring, and summer. I almost set them out of order. Let's keep them in order. But in our real life, living life, we may have a season that lasts 2 weeks. We could have a season that lasts 4 months. We could have a season that lasts 4 years. Think about college. You went to school. Your sole goal, your priority, the season at that time in your life was to go to school, to graduate, and maybe work a job so you could put food on the table or pay for something. That was it. Anything else was extra. If you got to go on a family vacation, whoop, whoop, that's great. Spring break, maybe if it came, but it didn't meet the priority, which was college education and working to pay the basic bills. So your season, when you set the boundaries of the season, it may mean only between now and Thanksgiving. And that's what I want to consider, or want you to consider right now, is that when you're looking at this, to break it down easy and slowly so you can understand how to say no to say yes. I want you to think from now to Thanksgiving. That's it. So set the boundaries. Simplify the necessities. That's ultimately what you're doing when you set the boundaries of the season. What are the needs? Not your wants. Because I know it is so fun to go hang out with the girls at the concession stand and serve with them. Because you're having fun together, but maybe that's not where your marriage needs you to be. That may mean that your business needs you to be somewhere else. Say no to say yes. Set the boundaries of the season. And number three, take aim. Take aim, take action, because action ignites motivation. Make room for more of what counts. Not of the fluff. Remember, we dumped the fluff. You're doing more of what counts. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's taking that next one step, just one. After you take that one, you take the next one. You don't have to take two or three at a time. And when you break it down like that, it doesn't seem what so overwhelming. It seems like, oh, I can conquer this. I can see how no can be my biggest yes. I learned it. And I'm telling you, it was so freeing. There's nothing that puts you more at ease and gives you more peace than freedom. freedom to love when you're supposed to love on your spouse, freedom to love your children when you're supposed to be there to support them and love them right where they're at, freedom to be with your family, freedom to do and live out your dream, whether it's your career, whether it's building a business, whether it's writing a book, having a blog, maybe it's being a stay-at-home mom. If that's your dream, that's an awesome dream to have. But you have to say no to say yes to have those dreams. You want that freedom. You want that peacefulness. I know I found it when I learned how to say no, because I was able to say yes to what really mattered. And you matter. And that's why I'm telling you this. And in this busyness called life that we get ourselves so wrapped up in, we've got to take a step back. We've got to get out of the noise in our own head that we create. We do a great job of it. So take a step back. Now, it's hard to do that on our own. It really is. It's hard to see the clutter when you're living in it. Maybe you want some help to declutter, to figure out maybe what you need to do, maybe what that next one step is. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It is a coaching call with me. Maybe you've never experienced coaching before. A lot of people in this world have not, but it is a powerful resource. And I would encourage you to take a chance on you, because you matter. Maybe you need to just have somebody there that says, you know what? You can do this. Go say no. I can remember when I had a client. And oh my gosh, she was absolutely adorable. She was like, there's no way, Christiane, I can say no. There is absolutely, I've only said yes, because that's me. That's my personality. I'm a people pleaser. Do you know that first phone call that I got from her? It wasn't a scheduled coaching call. It wasn't that time of the week. We met on a weekly basis. She called me. Well, actually, she sent me a text where she goes, do you have time to talk real quick? And I was available, so I said yes, because that's what I do for my coaching clients. I want to make myself available if at all possible. So she calls me immediately. She goes, oh my gosh, you won't believe this. And she was, the excitement in her voice, yet the peacefulness too. She said, I did it. I did it. I said no, and I feel great. And she says, you know what I've done? I have gone and actually taken care of what I needed to take care of before it was even due. I am on a mission. This feels good. Why didn't I learn it a long time ago? Sometimes we just need a little bit of help, a little bit of guidance. That is okay. We all need it. Click on the link, Take Aim. I would love to come beside you and give you an opportunity to experience the power of coaching. How no can be your biggest yes. Do you believe it? Do you want to act upon it today? Are you ready to dump the fluff? Are you ready to set boundaries of the season and make room for what counts by taking aim? You could do this. No can be your biggest yes, closing doors of probability and opening doors of possibility. Nothing is impossible. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.